Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
There we go.
I just had a revelation.
Set you up for the kill.
Corny. Dirty cover.
They've cancelled Brexit.
03444991000. As we were leaving the studio, I don't think this is breaking any particular. I'm Ian Lee, you are?
Catherine Boyle.
This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio. Call now. Call now, 03444991000 is the telephone number. You'll speak to Amy. She will take your name and number and we'll give you a call straight back. Be nice to her, please. Sometimes we hear about people being a little bit mean. Be nice to her, please, because she does an excellent, excellent job and doesn't get any of the glory or the credit or the huge salaries that Catherine earns, the huge salary that I earn. So be nice. And you can call in about absolutely anything. But as we've only got one studio here. Yeah. And James was leaving, James said, I'm sick and tired, let's say, of talking about Harry and Meghan. And it dawned on me, well, I said to him, you don't have to. We can set the agenda here. We're not like some other radio stations where they're kind of nudged into certain directions, if not specifically told what to talk about. We can talk about anything we want. And he said, oh, no, but the listeners want to talk about it. I don't think you do. I mean, I've got some bits. There's another story in the papers I was going to do, and I've got some kind of, you know, thoughts on it. And I genuinely am finding the story... Fascinating is too strong a word. I'm finding it interesting. Or that interest is wearing off rapidly. My respect and admiration for them is pretty high, but it's wearing off rapidly. James said, I'm sick and tired of talking about Harry and Meghan. I said, you don't have to. He said, well, the listeners want to. I don't think that you do. Do
maybe,
you?
Maybe James is do.
Maybe James is do. Well, here's the thing, right? We're not going to talk about it tonight. This is going to be a free zone. Unless you are so keen, so desperate to put out your irrelevant views on a subject that's not really anything to do with you, if you're so keen to spout out your irrelevant hot air that is about people that you'll never meet, then you can call us and you can talk to us about it. But we ain't going to bring it up. I know I've sort of brought it up by doing this, but the revelation I've got is that we, whoever is sat in this chair I'm in, specifically this chair right here, the I say the main chair simply because it's got faders in front of it. Catherine's chair is equally important, but this is the main one. I've got faders, right? I've got faders and screens. She's got no faders. The only screen she's got is the one she brought in herself.
Yeah.
So this is the main chair. But the person sat in this chair get to decide what direction... To a certain extent, get to decide what direction the show goes in and what we do talk about and what we don't talk about. So the only reason this story about these two individuals is so big is because people like me, people like James, who is I am a big fan of, not in any way knocking James, another bit, because they keep talking about it. If we stopped going on about it, eventually... people would forget about it, just like we all forgot You forgot, until I mentioned it just now, coming up, that Prince Andrew's been hanging out with a paedophile. You'd forgotten about that. You'd forgotten about that. Obviously, a much, much bigger scandal, much, much more dangerous to the royal family, that Prince Andrew hung out with a known paedophile and has been accused of rape, which he denies. Which he denies. But those are the facts, OK? You'd forgotten about that. It wasn't at the forefront of your brain until I just mentioned it. And the same thing would happen with these two individuals. You'd forget. And in about 18 months' time, you go, so did they leave in the end? What did they do in the end, Harry and Meghan? Did they go? Because they were going to go. Did they go or stay? I've not seen them. I guess they've gone. Oh, good luck to them. That's what would happen. But we just keep being told that it's an important story. It ain't important. Who was it? I watched. There's a brilliant clip from Channel 4 News of a very old guy and a significantly younger woman talking about the whole Harry and Meghan thing. So I've kind of nicked a line from there, and the guy's going, well, this is the biggest scandal to hit the royal family. It could tear the royal family apart. And she says, she starts laughing and goes, are you joking? The biggest scandal is that Prince Andrew's been accused of rape, which he denies, and was hanging out, one of his best mates was a paedophile. That's a big thing that could have ripped the royal family apart, and they survived that. So two young people going, yeah, we're emigrating. They can survive. So, and I've talked about it for 10 minutes, no more. If you want to, got phone up and tell us, 03444991000. But otherwise, let's have a laugh tonight. Let's have a laugh tonight, for crying out loud. Let's go. We'll talk about cyberstalking in a bit as well, and harassment. We'll talk about that in a little bit, because that's fun. Let's go to Ewan. Good evening, Ewan.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Cass.
Hey, Ewan.
How you doing?
I'm all right. What you got?
I just wanted to talk about Meghan and Harry.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
Girl, well played, Ewan. Well played. Well played. Here's the problem, Catherine. We've trained our listeners too well. We've trained them too well that they can sneak doozies like that past us and make all of our hearts sink. Well played, Ewan. Thank you. What do you really want to talk about?
Well, I called last week, and I just wanted to...
Ewan!
Yeah. Although I will point out it's E-U-A-N. It's Ewan spelled correctly, not E-W-A-N.
No, hang on a minute. Oh, that went out as a clip and a thing. I would never spell Ewan, E-W-E-N. That's not a name. That's not how you spell it.
Oh, that's what I saw online.
It's well, then, online is full of scumbags and trolls.
Yeah. How Ewan McGregor you? Spells it with a W.
With a W? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
U.
Hang on.
E-W-A-N.
Say it again?
E-U-A.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a crazy way to spell it.
It doesn't matter.
That's a ridiculous way to spell it. You're showing off now. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm certainly doing a lot better than I was when we last spoke.
You sound a lot better. What's been happening?
Well, I came off it, off the booze over the weekend.
Yeah?
Grim. I'm still really nervous at the moment, sorry. And I thought a lot about what you said, despite how grim it all was. But
yeah.
It's a lot less painful and less lonely, thanks to our conversation, so thank you for
good,
that.
Good, good.
And I got myself to a meeting last night and tonight.
Hey, two in a row?
Yeah.
How did you find it?
Well, the sky didn't fall in, so it was good. I'm still not myself. I'm still, like I said, very anxious and all the rest of it, but it feels like after a conversation last week, there's quite a big shift in my thinking, and I'm just genuinely quite hopeful this time around. And I've never really been at all positive coming off foods. It's been a real slog, and it's still difficult, but...
Hang on a second. What day did you... So you weaned yourself off the booze. What day? And be honest, and I know you will. What day did you have your last drink?
That will have been Friday.
Friday. Okay. Still in your system. It's still in your system. You still got the alcohol is still in your system somewhere. And also, you're probably going to feel physically not great because your body's going, whoa, 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 what's going on here? Whoa! Where's that booze? Where's the boo? We're used to booze, and there's no booze. So you're day four without booze. Really, really early days. But yeah, I mean, you've got yourself to two meetings, man. That's brilliant. I'm so thrilled, Ewan.
Yeah, well, it feels good. I've got more that I'm going to this week.
Great.
And next week as well, I'm able to get to a regular number of meetings, hopefully.
Yes, man! I went to a brilliant AA meeting today and I needed it after being humiliated in Boots. And I went into a meeting and I was just able to say, I feel lousy. And it was great. And I'm going to get a commitment there in a couple of weeks. Fingers crossed. I suggest to you, if at any point they say, we need someone to make the tea, or so, I would, without even thinking, I would thrust your hand in the air and say, I'll do it!
Yeah, well, something like that. I came to start thinking about that tonight, actually, just getting more involved. And, because they provide tea and everything. And
yeah. So a really good idea would be the person who sits behind the person who takes the meeting. Right? No one's in charge. We don't have leaders. But the person who takes the meeting, if at some point, either before or after meeting, if you go up to them and say, look, I need a reason to come here. Are there any commitments going that a newcomer could do? And that could be like just being a greeter. That could be making the tea. They might even, sometimes they just make one up that gives you a reason. So if you've got a commitment, that means, right, every Thursday I've got to be at this meeting because I've got to bring in a pint of milk. And if I don't bring in the pint of milk, then no one gets their tea. And it just helps, you know, to have a little bit of responsibility. Ewan, I'm so thrilled. I'm not disclosing anything we talked about, but we have been messaging on WhatsApp. Are you okay if I keep sending you little messages and checking in with you?
Absolutely, yeah.
You don't have to reply. I like your replies, but please don't feel any pressure to reply. That's not what this is about. It's just me letting you know. It's just me kind of patting you on the back ever so slightly and saying you are not alone.
And that's exactly how I took it.
Good.
To be honest, the last couple. So, and that was much appreciated because it was a little bit of positivity.
Good.
Some pretty grim hours. So.
Well, I'll keep sending them through, and if you want to reply, I would love it. If you want to call me, I would love it. But if you don't, I love it. It's all good. I'm so thrilled, Ewan.
Thank you.
Go on.
Oh, sorry. Well, there was one thing that
yes.
I just wanted to get out of the way. There was something, one thing that I regret on the phone call.
Go on.
And it feels like a big deal to me. You asked me why I stopped going to AA, and the answers that I gave weren't really the truth. And it's not because I wanted to be dishonest. It's just the answers that I gave were the answers that I've been used to giving before, and they were answers that other people used to give to me as to why they stopped going. But they weren't really my experience of it. And I just wanted to apologise for that bit of dishonesty. It's really gotten to me, and I didn't want to. I just wanted to be honest on that call, but that just kind of came out, and I truly apologise for that.
You have made me very, very emotional because that is the start of it. That is the start of it working. Oh, I'm tearing up here, Ewan, because I knew you were lying. And you can't bullshit a bullshitter. But you... Oh, God. Right, for anyone who doubts it, you saying that, you being honest just then when you had no reason to, is the start of it working. That's the start of it. Oh, thank you for that, Ewan. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I'll speak to you soon, brother.
Okay, yeah, you take care.
Keep coming back.
Thank you. Take care, Pat.
Thank you.
Oh, Ewan.
Oh, that's really hit me. The honesty. That's really hit me. I knew he was lying. Of course he knew he was lying. But that's the start of it. That's the start of it working. That's the start of it working. Oh, that's got me. Let me bring Alistair's here by pure coincidence. Evening, Alistair.
Evening, all.
Do you hear that?
I'm so proud of you, and
isn't it?
Man.
Isn't it? That's the start. That. That's the start of the magic. He just apologised for lying to me last week.
Yeah,
which he didn't need to do.
That is absolutely brilliant. And also, I could hear that he was better, you know, from here. That
he
stopped drinking,
yeah.
And he'll actually, hopefully, if it continues, he'll get the high. You know, the immediate high once you've done a week or 2 weeks?
Yeah.
and you think, what a wonderful life. And then obviously that doesn't stay. But, you know, he will go through that, and then he needs to sort of keep going to keep questioning at the meetings. But, yeah, I mean, it's a great start.
Alistair, let me take a break. I'll come back to you in a second. Is that all right?
Thanks, Ian.
What a start to the show. I'm in tears 15 minutes in. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Texts cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Good evening, Daniel.
Good evening. I love to hear Catherine speaking in French.
Oh, away well, you go. Catherine, you got a request from a pervert.
Je peux parler le français avec toi aussi.
Merci, mais je ne suis pas une singe dansante.
oui, toujours la lumière de la lune est très jolie. Et je regrette que ne peux pas écrire avec tout, avec toi, pour tout le monde. J'aime la France.
Yeah, I do as well.
And you used to work for BBC Radio 4, wasn't it?
No, I didn't work for Radio 4.
But it was BBC, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a BBC, kind of.
Okay, there's one thing I don't understand is when you go to the BBC 4 online, to the TV channel, the BBC 4.
BBC 4 is different from BBC Radio 4, yeah, and not, different not the from the place one, where Catherine worked. But yeah.
On the iPlayer, when you go to the TV, BBC, BBC.
BBC, yeah.
BBC 4.
4.
Yes. Is always offline. I never understand why they don't.
I pulled the plug out before I left, that's why.
Say again?
En français?
J'ai débranché le. Oh, I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, I broke it. Daniel, what have you rung us for?
Well, hang on a minute, because Daniel, you talked to us about your 1 meter cube postcode system.
Yes, you said it was a square meter.
Yeah, but someone's already done it.
It's a cubic meter, not a square meter.
Whatever. Someone's already.
He's talking about. Oh.
Yeah, someone's already done it.
Yeah, no, but that's a proprietary database. They don't make the database public.
Well. Right now, no, the database is public. Right no, now, I'm right public, now.
But you need to fetch it individually. Like you cannot get all the
data. Right now, I am in drive return lunch.
You are going to have lunch?
No. Right now, according to the app, What Three Words that we talked about yesterday, I am in drive return lunch.
Yeah, but. Not everyone speaks English.
No, you can have it in different... All right, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Let me go to the settings. Settings. Okay. Let's go to... You'll enjoy this. Okay. Oh, you've got to download it. You can have all of the languages in the world. They've got French here or French Canadian.
Have they got Portuguese?
Yes.
Daniel's doesn't a Portuguese speaker.
Doesn't include altitude. It's just...
You don't need altitude.
Unless you're floating.
You need, because if you are in a building, you may... And if your flat is higher than the other flats, you can list all the cubes that are inside your flat and say, I have more cubes in my...
I'm in Châtel Vivante Fluide.
Yes, but the other thing is, you know, there's a drug
what?
That is used for diabetes,
oh.
Type 2.
Yeah.
Diabetes type 2. And now the researchers...
Portugal or Brazilian Portuguese?
Brazilian.
Just a second. I'm very much into life extension, and the scientists found out that this...
You've got to get permission from the council before you have an extension.
On your life,
yeah. Extends the life of a human being in 2 years.
I don't know whether we all should have life extensions. I think we're outliving our usefulness.
Right now, I am in Rubis Pregas Lidé.
No, I think my protocol is like a language, and it is much more elegant.
Not everyone speaks in numbers.
No, because it's like a telephone number.
Not everyone understands numbers. Some tribes don't have numbers. What are you going to do with those losers?
It's like telling a telephone number, and you say, this is my cube. It's where I receive the letters.
So hang on a minute. The numbers would... So how high does it go?
So it encompasses the whole planet, including the interior of the Earth and also the...
The interior and the exterior? And going up, what, like a mile?
Yeah, it includes the satellites, like...
Satellites?
Yeah.
Space?
Yeah, well...
Flipping heck, man.
It's a good size to encompass...
You're crazier than I thought.
Because, you know, the diameter of the Earth is like 12,000 kilometers. But the atmosphere is just like 10, 20 kilometers, so it's not that much. The satellites, they're not that high. But this is very elegant, and you could be seeing the cubes on the street. You say, oh, this is the cube where I receive my letters. In front of my house, I have a cubic meter, and this is where I receive my letters. So you could say, this is my cube, okay? But there's a grid of cubes. You can put the glasses, and you see the cubes everywhere.
So there's actual physical cubes.
You can see them with special glasses.
Well, you can have monuments of specific cubes. You can make a monument of a specific cube, but when you put...
Why would you want to? Just in case you're having a heart attack on the 15th floor of a block of flats.
I have a blog where I...
What if you give the wrong cube, right, and they rush to the bathroom, but you're in the bedroom? You're dead. Dead.
Uh-oh.
You just killed someone, Daniel. Probably not the first person.
1 million is not 1 billion, is not 1 trillion, is not quadrillion, is not quintillion. It's 9 sextillion cubes.
Okay.
So it's...
Holy jackamole.
By 21 zeros.
I think...
Because the edge of the grid is 21 million meters, like with Bitcoin, is 21 million cubed.
Like a brilliant idea. Totally legit. Thanks for that, Daniel.
Yeah. Katie...
Hello.
What do you think about Daniel's... Now, you're a very intelligent young woman. Your head is screwed on, right? What do you think about Daniel's plan to have something like 10 trillion cubes all around the Earth that we'd use instead of postcodes?
I feel like it's a bit confusing. No offence, Daniel, sorry.
It's confusing, Daniel.
Oh, he'll explain it.
No, he won't. Trust me. It's confusing, Daniel.
No, so you have a virtual imaginary grid of cubes.
Here we go.
And all cubes are numbered.
We know the premise. We've heard it. But Katie is just your general woman, Clapham Common Omnibus woman.
Yeah, the thing is, you don't need to explain it. When you put the virtual reality glasses, the augmented reality, you see the edges of the cubes. You see them virtually, like you can see all of them are 1 meter.
You need to put the AR/VR glasses on, Katie, and then you'll see the edges of the cubes.
Yeah, you see them all.
You see them. You see the cubes, Katie, you idiot.
Because they are all aligned with the Greenwich.
Hang on, Daniel.
Yeah.
I know where he's coming from. I'm imagining, like, do you remember, like, that episode of The Simpsons where he went into that different reality and it was all like a grid?
Yeah.
Like Tron.
Like that.
Is it like Tron, Daniel, or is it more like The Simpsons? Tron or The Simpsons?
It's like Minecraft, actually.
Minecraft!
Oh, come on. Minecraft is crap graphics.
Yeah.
Daniel, hang on one second before I cut you off, and I will very soon. Did you steal this idea from Minecraft?
Maybe.
Thank you very much for your call. There we go.
How many days have we lost on this?
There we go. He's just describing Minecraft. Of course he is. Katie!
Hi.
Hiya! What you got for us, Katie?
I actually rang up, I can't remember what her name was, but the girl before talking about...
Emma.
Emma, yeah. I rang up to... Oh, right, okay, fair enough.
What? Say that again, it's not a great line. What are you saying?
Said I rang up to say that I'm talking to.
I can't hear what you're saying, you keep cutting out.
Shut up.
No, sorry, what?
That came out loud.
I heard that! Catherine, you tried to... We've got four women lined up to talk to. This is great.
There's surely some mistake.
Let's just hope they're not all as gobby as Katie.
I hope they
Catherine,
are.
Catherine, would you like to speak to her? Because she doesn't... She thinks I'm doing a thing.
We're not doing a thing. You were going...
Oh, really? Oh, I thought you were doing a joke because I was saying that I rang up to say that I love Catherine too.
Yes, mate!
Good, take it.
I can't hear you.
You talk to her, Catherine, because first of all...
Don't get surly
about it. No, I'm not getting surly.
It's all right when it's the Ian Lee fan club, but
no,
I get two people saying nice things about me and you start...
I want them to, but she thinks I'm doing a thing. I can't hear her.
Inquire, find out why she likes me so much. I'm not interested. It's embarrassing for me. You do it.
Why do you like her so much, Katie?
I've listened to every single podcast that you put out, yeah, because I used to be a cleaner and I used to just put it on and listen to it every single day.
A creamer?
A cleaner.
Okay.
Yeah, ew. And I just think it's obviously I love you, but it's not the same when Catherine's not there.
Well, you're going to hate Thursday's show.
Yeah, I'm not here.
Oh, heavy time.
What are you going to do on Thursday, Katie?
I probably just won't listen.
I'll give you that. We're falling into the old pantomime. Oh, she's going. I love it. She's my best mate, and she's my favourite person to listen to on the radio when I'm away. I've never been able to listen to people covering my slot before. But when Catherine's away, it's a joy. Because when Catherine's on air filling in for me, it's a joy because I've got a great radio show to listen to.
Yeah, I was reading as well to say because there was that, and then also what Emma was saying about the job. I've still not even heard off my job yet. The other day, I know. I'm thinking I'm just going to sack it off.
Here's my decision. Here's my suggestion.
Yeah.
Get drunk, go down there at 10 o'clock in the morning and demand to be seen. But you've got to be absolutely steaming and demand to be seen.
Imagine,
wouldn't it, eh?
I do. I'll do that tomorrow, actually.
Wicked. Well, if you get arrested, nothing to do with us. You made your own decision to do that. But if it works... Who knows?
Yeah, if it works.
Katie, I'm going to let you go because the line isn't great, but thank you. Let's go to Mary. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, both. It's wonderful to hear you both laughing so much. I just wanted to say I have a cousin that says she can't get hold of talk radio. Is it because I'm listening to you on a DAB radio?
You have to listen. There are three ways to listen. One is on a DAB radio. And some of those... we're not available all across the country on DAB, unfortunately, but there are pockets...
Wales?
Well, I think we're in parts of Wales and we're in parts of England. She might have to do a deep retune on her DAB. She can also download the Talk Radio or any other radio app. Or she can listen to us online at talkradio.co.uk.
Okay, could you repeat that? Talkradio.
.co.
.co.
Dot.
Yeah.
U.
K. Okay, that's brilliant.
No, it's UK.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to just talk radio at...
No.
Sorry, start again.
Okay, so
believe it or not, I haven't been drinking. I'm as sober as a judge.
Okie dokie. It is.
Slowly,
catchy monkey. It is. Yes. Have you got pen and paper?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Oh.
H for Harry.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
T for Tony.
Yep.
T for Tony.
Yep.
P for Peter.
Yep.
S for Scheiser.
Yeah.
Colon.
Yeah.
Forward slash.
Forward slash. Yeah.
Forward slash.
Yes.
W.
Four.
Yeah.
W.
Four. Yeah.
What?
W for what?
No, don't. Just no, you're confusing things. Let me start again. Ignore Catherine. She's confusing things.
Okay.
H.
H for Harry.
Yeah.
T for Tommy. T yep. for Tommy. P for Polly.
No, I think it was P for Peter, wasn't it? S for Scheiser.
Yeah.
Colon.
Yeah.
Forward slash.
Yeah.
Forward slash.
Oh, two forward slashes.
Ah, yes.
Yes or no?
Yes. That's yes.
Forward slash twice.
Yes.
Times two. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, not times two. It's forward slash, forward slash.
Forward slash forward. Are you taking the mickey out?
No, I'm telling you how to find us online.
It's very precise.
Forward slash.
Read what you've read.
Slash.
What you've got so far.
HTTPS.
F or S?
S for sugar.
Thank you.
Colon.
Yep.
Forward slash.
Yep.
Forward slash.
Yes. W for window.
Yeah.
W what's for that? W for window.
Yeah.
W for window.
Is that four W?
No.
We.
No.
Just it's, we.
They start again. H.
Oh, God, this is going to bore your customers.
We ain't got
many. Your client. Your radio customers.
Read what you've got so far.
HTTPS colon.
Are you saying S or F?
Forward slash. S for sugar. You are taking the mickey.
Start again.
WW.
Okay, so I'm going to start the W's again. So you got no W's so far.
I've got two W's.
No, get rid of them. Get rid of them.
Stop teasing me.
Get rid of the W's. We're doing the W's again.
No. I want to speak to Cass.
So W for window.
Yeah.
W for wolf.
W for window.
W for wolf.
Right.
And W for winter.
That's three W's.
Yep. Then there's a full
wow,
stop.
I'm getting better, huh?
Mm.
WWW, yeah.
Then there's a full stop.
Yes.
T for tomato.
Mm-hmm.
A for apple.
For apple.
Yep. L
yep.
for lick.
Yep.
K for night.
Yep.
R for radical.
Is this all lowercase?
Thank
it's
you.
All lowercase.
Thank you.
I've forgotten where I am now. Read me what you've got.
Don't do this.
No,
to
you
me.
Do it.
I feel like a schoolgirl. HTTPS.
F or S?
Colon. S for sugar colon.
Yep.
Forward slash.
Mm-hmm.
WWW. Dot.
Full stop, yep, but dot, yep. I suppose it is a dot.
Talk. K rabbit hole.
Don't what? Go down a K hole, no.
K rabbit hole?
No. So we've got talk. Jeez, we're finished at one.
Talk.
And then it's R for rancid.
Yeah.
A for adult.
Yes.
D for diode.
It's not, it's B-B-I-T.
Sorry?
Rabbit. I'm a rabbit. And then it's hole.
This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.